If you like scripture, you'll definitely love this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there, how are you doing? Come on in and make yourself at home. Boy, do we have a special show today. I call this the Super Duper Scripture Program. I don't think I've ever fit this much scripture into 30 minutes. Man, we got a lot to do today, and I'll tell you how this came about. Every Friday, typically, by the way, how are you? My name is Gary Zimak. I should say that and welcome you to the program and let you know that it's a great pleasure to be back here with you again on Blog Talk Radio. But today, typically on Friday, what we do is we look ahead to the Sunday Mass readings and we read them. And what I've been doing on the normal Friday, during our normal Friday schedule, is to also look at this new feature, Getting Personal with Jesus. Now, today, I was at Daily Mass, and I listened to the Mass readings, and they blew me away so much that I thought, I need to get Friday's Mass readings in and also do Sunday's. So essentially what we're going to do on the program today is we will look at the Daily Mass readings from today, Friday, January the 29th, and then we'll also read and discuss the Daily Mass readings from Sunday, which is January the 31st. Now, I've never tried to do this before, never tried to fit this much scripture in, so I'm going to have to get right to it. And when it comes to eliminating, in theory, the Getting Personal with Jesus segment, we're really not doing that because we're going to hear two Gospels today. One of the greatest ways that we can grow closer to Christ is to become familiar with the Gospels. We're going to do that on the program. So I think we covered all the bases today, and I hope you enjoy the show because there are some powerful messages that I'm going to hope to bring forth on the program today. I want to mention one quick business item. The Lenten Radio Retreat begins here on February the 10th, which is Ash Wednesday. Please don't forget that. Let your friends know about the program. Let them know that they're invited. There is nothing on Catholic radio that tries to do this, a 30-minute retreat every day during Lent. I think you're going to love it. I think that we're going to pack a lot in, and I really think it'll be very beneficial. So I hope you'll be able to join me for that. And if you haven't done so already, you can get a free copy of the book that we'll be using, which is Rediscover Jesus by Matthew Kelly. You could get that by visiting Matthew's website, dynamiccatholic.com. So do that and get ready for our Lenten Radio Retreat. It's really going to be special. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Also remember, if you shop from Amazon, please consider using the link on my website, followingthetruth.com. That really helps me out. If you're someone that loves fine coffee, consider ordering some coffee from Mystic Monk. Again, you can do that on the website, followingthetruth.com. And if you'd be so kind as to maybe consider sending a financial donation my way, that would really be very much appreciated. Guess where you can do that? That's right, followingthetruth.com from the donate page. So I thank you in advance for that. The beverage du jour, we're going to get this in very quickly today. Wait a minute, does that sound like Mystic Monk coffee? Yes, it does, but what kind is it? See, that's you thought you had me tonight, but let's see if you can guess what kind it is. Mm-mm. Well, in the interest of time, I will tell you, it's cinnamon coffee cake, one of the many flavors that is available from the fine Carmelite monks of Mystic Monk Coffee. If you're somebody who loves coffee, whether it's flavored or regular, check it out. Mystic Monk Coffee is available at followingthetruth.com. You can't miss the image. You just click on the Mystic Monk image and you will be all set. Does that sound good? All right, let's get started with our prayer because we've got a lot to do today. So let's settle in, get comfortable, and begin with a prayer and ask our Lord to bless us and to help us this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for all of the many blessings that you give to us every day. We especially thank you for the gift of a new day. You have not given up on us, and we're very grateful for that, Father. You're always willing to help us and to give us the grace that we need to do your will, even in spite of our own human imperfection. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for all of the blessings you give to us. one of the greatest blessings, if not the greatest blessing that you give us, is the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for his presence in our lives. And we thank you, Father, for your being accessible to us through your Son, Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit. We ask you to also bless those who are struggling tonight from any number of things, those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those battling addiction, those who may be dealing with financial difficulties, as well as those who are struggling with weather-related problems or religious persecution. Father, we ask you to help them and to keep them in your peace. I give you this program, Father, and I ask you to speak through me today, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We also ask you to accept all of our own personal intentions, and please help us with them, because we know that you can do a better job with them than we can. We ask for all these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as we do each day, we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and we ask for her help as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to The Gary Zimek Show. We do this every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. Great to have you with me here. And just a reminder, February the 10th, we kick off our annual, actually our sixth annual, Lenten Radio Retreat. You get to participate in a Lenten retreat every day during the Lenten season, and you don't even have to leave your home. So I hope you'll become a regular listener if you're not a regular listener, and let me know if you have any questions. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Now, I mentioned at the start of the show, we're going to look at the Mass readings from today's Daily Mass, which is Friday, January the 29th. We'll also look at Sunday's Mass readings. Therefore, I got a lot to do, so why don't we get started? These readings are really powerful today. Today's first reading is from the second book of Samuel, chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. At the turn of the year, when kings go out on campaign, David sent out Joab along with his officers and the army of Israel, and they ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. David, however, remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David rose from his siesta and strolled about on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing, who was very beautiful. David had inquiries made about the woman and was told, "She is Bathsheba, daughter of Eliam, and wife of Joab's armor-bearer, Uriah the Hittite." Then David sent messengers and took her. When she came to him, he had relations with her. She then returned to her house. But the woman had conceived and sent the information to David, "I am with child." David therefore sent a message to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." So Joab sent Uriah to David. When he came, David questioned him about Joab the soldiers and how the war was going. And Uriah answered that all was well. David then said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and bathe your feet." Uriah left the palace, and a portion was sent out after him from the king's table. But Uriah slept at the entrance of the royal palace with the other officers of his lord, and did not go down to his own house. David was told that Uriah had not gone home. On the following day, David summoned him, and he ate and drank with David, who made him drunk. But in the evening, Uriah went out to sleep on his bed among his lord's servants, and then did not go down to his home. The next morning, David wrote a letter to Joab, which he sent by Uriah. In it he directed, "Place Uriah up front where the fighting is fierce, then pull back and leave him to be struck down dead." So while Joab was besieging the city, he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew the defenders were strong. When the men of the city made a sortie against Joab, some officers of David's army fell, and among them Uriah the Hittite died. Now, King David, he was a great king, but what this tells us is King David was a very imperfect person, and King David messed up in a really big way. We see evidence of that here. King David had relations with Bathsheba, a child resulted, and what happened was he tried to cover up what he was doing. And it resulted ultimately in him putting Uriah in a position where he would be killed. So, in a sense, David was responsible for murdering him. This goes to show the great length that sometimes we can go to. I'm not saying we would go this bad, but we've all been in situations where we tried to cover up for things that we did. And this can, it can easily be a slippery slope situation where we start to cover up, and before you know it, we're doing whatever we have to do to avoid taking the blame for what we did. Now, David will eventually go on to repent, and that's the reason I wanted to use this reading today. I thought it was a really good one. I thought we really needed to discuss it today, because we need to remember that, first of all, none of us are immune to sinning, and sinning mortally. We've got to be aware that we can commit mortal sin, which is really serious. So don't ever think that you're beyond doing that. I've done this before, and it could be a really big problem, and you could end up falling flat on your face. Always realize that you are capable of committing serious sin, and therefore you want to stay really close to the Lord and ask for his help. The other great message contained in, not so much in this reading, but what this reading represents, and it'll be clear in the psalm from today's Mass, is that no matter what we do, there is always forgiveness. Now, today is Friday. There is a very, very good chance that in your parish, confession will be held tomorrow. Why don't you make it a point to go? Especially if it's been a while, get those sins off of your chest. Go in and receive absolution. Be forgiven of your sins. It's a great sacrament. Please don't pass up the opportunity. This leads us to the responsorial psalm. This psalm was written by King David after he began to repent for this great sin that he committed. Psalm 51, "Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the goodness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. I have done such evil in your sight that you are just in your sentence, blameless when you condemn. True, I was born guilty, a sinner, even as my mother conceived me. Let me hear the sounds of joy and gladness. The bones that you have crushed shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my guilt." Now again, that's a reminder for us that no matter what we do, we can turn to our Lord and repent and say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me," and move on. We don't want to keep dwelling on these sins that we commit, especially after we go to confession, because we are forgiven at that point, and it's time to move on, to get up and to accept the Lord's forgiveness. It's a really big thing. We're in the year of mercy now. We want to make sure that we accept his great mercy. Let's look at the gospel today from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. Now, this is a parable that we discussed not too long ago on the program, so I'm just going to touch on it briefly, so this will probably sound familiar to you. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear, and when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of the seeds upon the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciple. He explained everything in private. Now, this is something you and I need to keep in mind. The kingdom of heaven is spread the same way that a mustard seed grows. Now, what that means for us is that the mustard seed is a very small seed, but when it grows, it grows into a very large tree. You and I, we might not be able to do much. We might think, what good will it do for me to spread the good news, for me to spread the message of Jesus Christ? All I can do is a little bit. Well, that's what you need to do, because we aren't responsible for making our seeds bear fruit. That's the Lord's job. He lets the Holy Spirit do that. But what we have to do, what you and I have to do, is plant the seeds and not give up thinking that, what can I do? This isn't enough. Yes, what we can do is very little, but that's okay. The Lord can work with whatever it is that we can do, no matter how little it is, no matter how small it is. Just telling somebody that you love the Lord, or somebody that you'll pray for them. Somebody needs to hear that you went to Mass on Sunday, or maybe you can offer a kind word, or maybe you can just be nice to somebody, do a favor for them. These are the little seeds that you can plant to help them, to help the kingdom grow. And this really will bring people closer to our Lord. But we don't have to do it in any kind of a big way. We can do it in a very small way, and yet the Lord can magnify our work and do great things through us. All right, so I think that's a great message. And, you know, you couple with that with the message of the first reading of the psalm, no matter what you do, the Lord can use you. Look at what he did with St. Paul. Look at what he did with David. Look at what he did with numerous people. Moses was a murderer. The Lord used him. The Lord can use you. Just don't give up. The evil one's going to try to get in your head and tell you that you're no good. That's nonsense. The Lord can do great things with you. All right, now, as part of our super-duper scripture day, we're going to now turn to Sunday's Mass readings. We'll continue on. So you're really getting a dose of scripture today, which is a good thing. And I think I can fit it all in. Today, these are the readings for Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Sunday, January the 31st. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1, beginning in verse 4. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. But do you gird your loins? Stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them, for it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but will not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." This message to the prophet Jeremiah. Now, remember the way it works on Sunday. The first reading of the gospel go hand in hand along with the responsorial psalm. So we'll need to read them all before we tie them in together completely. But what I want to highlight here is that Jeremiah recognized that the Lord had a special role for him. Even before he was born, when he was still in the womb, the Lord recognized that Jeremiah had a special mission in life. You also have a special mission in life. And the Lord knew what that mission was even before he created you. You might never become a great prophet. You might never be on television. You might not be on the radio. You might. I never thought I would be, but I am. You might just be ministering to the people in your family, to the people at work, to the people around you, whoever they are, whoever they may be. But the Lord has a mission that only you can do, because you have unique gifts and talents that nobody else can do, you know, and that nobody else has. and you have a special role that's planned for you. What is it? That's what you need to figure out. And again, it might not be anything fancy, but there is a plan for you, and you can be that person who spreads the good news to somebody else, to those around you. Responsorial Psalm, Psalm 71, I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb you are my strength. My mouth shall declare your justice day by day, your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present I proclaim your wondrous deeds. Now you see that message once again. From my mother's womb you are my strength. Even when you were still in the womb, the Lord was watching over you, and he has this plan for you. And the very last line of the very last sentence of the first reading reminds us that people fight against you, Jeremiah, but they won't prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. He is with you now, he was with you in the past, and he always will be with you in the future. Let's take a look at the second reading, 1 Corinthians, St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning in verse 31. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and knowledge, if I have faith, if I have all faith, so as to move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It's not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests, but it is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. At present, we see indistinctly, as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present, I know partially, then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain these three. But the greatest of these is love. Love is so important to those of us who are Christians. And love is not a feeling. Sometimes we get fooled, and we hear a lot of this in the world today. This idea, we believe this idea that love is simply a feeling. Love isn't a feeling. Love is an action. You can love even if you're not feeling anything. Now, certainly there is a feeling that generally goes along with love, but oftentimes you will run into situations where you are required to love someone, but you might not be feeling that love. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we need to do. St. Paul really spells this out in his letter to the Corinthians here. If I speak in human angelic tongues, but I do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. Those of us who love our Catholic faith sometimes fall into this trap of wanting to evangelize so bad that we're just spewing forth information. And if somebody disagrees with us, we attack them, or we become nasty or sarcastic. We can't do that. And St. Paul tells us that very clearly here. If I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith so as to move mountains, but I don't have love, I am nothing. Man, I'll tell you what, that is really powerful. So keep that in mind. You could be as holy as you want. You could sit in church all day with your prayer book. You can know the Bible inside and out. You can know the catechism inside and out. But if you're not nice to the people around you, you might as well forget it. If you think you're doing what God wants you to do, there is no way. And we all fall victim to this at one time or another. We've got to be careful about that. It's not just what we know. It's not just what we say. It is how we love. St. Paul also states that love doesn't seek its own interests. That's what we need to remember. Love is about putting the needs of others before our own needs. That's what it is. And that's what Jesus did for us. And that's what he continues to do for us today. Let's look at the gospel now. Luke chapter 4, verses 21 through 30. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, 'Isn't this the son of Joseph?' He said to them, 'Surely you will quote me this proverb, Physician, cure thyself, and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.' And Jesus said, 'Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. A prophet is not accepted in his own native place. If you don't get a lot of respect by talking to the people that you know, when you start to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, you're in good company, and the Lord fully understands it. So don't be surprised. That is a very typical reaction. It's something that we can expect. Now, on the other hand, how do we react to that? We react by showing love, like St. Paul mentions in that second reading. Jesus had a mission. Every one of us has a mission. The Lord wants us to share the good news and to use our talents to help the kingdom of God to grow. That's what he wants us to do. That's our main goal. Of course, our goal in life is to get to heaven, but along the way, we're also called to do what we can to spread the good news. Jesus met a lot of opposition, but Jesus was protected up until the point where he was able to do what he came to do. God's got a plan for your life. You will meet opposition. You will be discouraged at times. You will want to quit. You'll get fed up. You won't feel like loving the people around you. All of that can be expected because it'll happen at one time or another. If you trust in the Lord and if you stay close to him, you put all your trust in him, you're going to be able to get through it. You will be given the grace to deal with whatever comes your way. And that's the important thing for you to keep in mind this day. Trust in the Lord to be there for you. He will not desert you. And Jesus gives us that example in this gospel today. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us. We live in a world that is basically not a Christian world. No matter what you want to say, this is not a Christian world that we live in, because the values of Christ are not held in high regard, with certain exceptions. That doesn't mean that we have to give up. We can't give up. We need to go on. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord, okay? So let's continue to do that. Let's continue to lean on him. We're not going to do this by ourselves. We need his help. And if we do that, if we trust in him, then just like that little mustard seed, we can plant these little seeds of good news around us, and the Lord can water them and make them grow. We made it through the Super Duper Scripture Day. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed the program. I have to run now. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. If there's anything that I can do for you, even over the weekend, Just email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. God willing, I'll be back here on Monday. I hope you'll be able to join me. Take care and God bless.